Council will appoint a new third ward member replacing Josh Ray, who resigned from Ward 3 in September of this year following his move out of that ward. Council will also administer the oath of office to that new ward member. Council will also hear first and second readings of adopting council goals for 2022 that provide a five-year plan and vision. Council will also authorize the mayor and city clerk to enter into and execute an identity protection agreement between the city of Lebanon and InfoArmor, known as Allstate Identity Protection. Council will surplus old furniture and approve the purchase of new living quarters furniture from Helton's Home Furnishings for the fire department and approve the purchase of office furniture for the new public safety building from Page Office Supply. Approve the purchase of bunker gear storage racks and gear hose dryers for the fire department. Authorize the mayor and city clerk to enter into and execute a work authorization agreement with Toth and Associates for engineering services related to the foundation and floor of the new airport T-hangar. They'll authorize a fuel agreement with Mid-State Petroleum Equipment for the airport. Authorize purchase of radio communication system for the public works department. Purchase a 72-inch zero-turn mower from Singh Rental for the airport. Council will accept a quote from JCI Industries for pump and motor repairs at the I-44 lift station. Several other items on the agenda for Monday night's meeting, which gets underway at 6 o'clock at Lebanon City Hall. For Regional Radio KGL News, I'm Mike Morris.